This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the MUT's planning directorate staff appointed to the National Higher Education Committee and a Brown Mokgotsi to appear in court over alleged staged assassination plot. The time is 2 minutes past 10. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology's Director of Institutional Planning and Research, Ayanda Printer Sinongoko, has been appointed to the Council on Higher Education's Management of the Higher Education Qualifications Committee for a 5-year term starting on 1 April 2026. The appointment follows a competitive national nomination process and recognizes her 16 years of experience in higher education, including roles at Walter Sisulu University, the University of Zululand, and the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Nongoko, an expert in the HEMIS data management and strategic planning, will contribute to national policy guidance and implementation of the higher education qualifications framework. She said the new role complements her work at MUT and will allow her to share institutional insights at a national level. In other news, a suspect arrested in connection with an alleged staged assassination attempt is set to appear in the Johannesburg Magistrate Court on Monday. A police spokesperson, Aklen Damate, said the man was intercepted while traveling to Johannesburg after testifying at the Madlanga Commission. He is widely reported to the Northwest businessman Brown Mokgotsi and faces a charge of defeating the ends of justice linked to a November incident in Vosloorus. Police said a firearm seized during the arrest is also linked to other serious and violent crimes, including murder and attempted murder. The arrest comes amid ongoing disputes at the Madlanga Commission, where Mokgotsi has filed a recusal application against evidence leader Matthew Chaska-Lawson, alleging bias and procedural concerns. Commission representatives have said that recusal application will be heard before deciding on the continuation of his testimony.
Intercepted yesterday while traveling to Johannesburg and after testifying at the Madlanga Commission. The man, who's widely reported to be Northwest businessman Brown Mokgotsi, is facing a charge of defeating the ends of justice linked to the November incident in Vosloorus, southeast of Johannesburg.
And finally, the South African reality TV star Musam Selegu has thanked fans for their support after the season 9 finale of Uthando Nesithembu aired on May 14, leaving viewers speculating about a possible 10th season. The finale kept one of the show's most emotional and controversial runs yet, driven largely by Selegu's announcement of plans to marry a fifth wife, Makwela, which sparked tension with three of his wives, while his first wife, Macele, publicly backed him. The long-running series, which follows the daily lives and relationships of the Mselego household as a advocate of polygamy and pursues his goal of having 20 children, drew widespread debate on social media, with reactions ranging from calls for the show to return to criticism over the family's visible strain. Following backlash against Macele, Mselego also posted a tribute defending her loyalty and role in the family. Neither Mselego nor Mzansi Magic has confirmed whether the show will return for season 10. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT's planning directorate staff appointed to the National Higher Education Committee and Brown Mokgotsi to appear in court over alleged stage assassination plot. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin on Monday at the Vukubangene Breakfast Show with Mncindisi Ngubane. For MUT Radio News, I am Khakazile Shing.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.